This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The late game first, the Yankees and Guardians last night. It was game one of their ALCS, the Yankees striking first.
Now, there's the 2-1.
Swinging and hit high in the air to deep right center field. And that ball is gone! Into the Yankee bullpen. I never thought it was going that far. It did. And the Yankees take a 1-0 lead. A Soto photo.
Yes, it was.
Juan Soto.
John Sterling with the call here on the Fan. Soto homers, as does Giancarlo Stanton. He homers in the seventh. Aaron Judge, a sack fly in. Some miserable relief pitching from Cleveland, getting a couple of guys in with wild pitches. 5-2, the final score last night. The Yankees take game one. Here was Stanton on Yes, who continues to just dazzle in the postseason. He says, forget me, it was Soto that really was the catalyst.
I mean, he's the man. He sees everyone well, so it's just awesome he gets start us off tonight and get us going.
And here was Soto, 9-for-13 against Alex Cobb with a couple of home runs, including last night's. So why so much success against him?
I don't know. He's a veteran player, you know. He's been in the league for a while. I feel like he's a guy who's not scared. He's pounding the strike zone. So he's gonna give you pitches to hit.
And he hits them for sure. And Carlos Rodon with a very good start. Last night, 6 innings, 3-hit ball, 9 strikeouts. Is this one of the best starts you've had?
It's up there. I've never pitched in the ALCS before. So this is my first time. So, I mean, there's no bigger stage in baseball, so I would say it's definitely up there.
Lots of swings and misses last night.
Yeah, out of the strike zone, too.
Yeah, we got them chasing.
Yeah.
Here was Stephen Vogt, and Cleveland manager. Give Rodon a lot of credit with what he did.
He made pitches. He was hitting the top rail of his fastball, threw some good changeups, threw some cutters to our lefties, and he's a good pitcher, and he got a lead and pitched like a good pitcher pitches with a lead.
And Luke Weaver pitched really well again. 5-out save. Tonight you've got Gerrit Cole taking on Tanner Bibee. First pitch on the Fan at 7:38. See if the Yankees can go up 2-0. All right, to Los Angeles we go. And yes, Francisco Lindor opened with the home run. You had the RBI double by Tyrone Taylor. And then it was broken open.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing on a drive in the air, pretty well hit right center. Paez back at the track, near the wall. It is gone! A grand slam for Mark Vientos on a 3-2 pitch. He clears the bases, hitting it into the pavilion in right center field. Mark Vientos with the Mets' second grand slam of the postseason, his third postseason home run.
Yeah, gave him a 6-0 lead, and they would go
on. Salami!
Yes, they would go on to win 7-3. Howie Rose, Mets Odyssey Radio. We mentioned Lindor and Taylor. Starling Marte with a very big RBI single in the ninth inning as well, and a great slide by Pete Alonso to get in and around the tag. Here was Carlos Mendoza, the key to the Lindor and Vientos early home runs.
I think the way they were taking the pitches, you know, he was with ease, he was on time, ready for a pitch in your zone, but if he wasn't there, the way they took it, he was pretty telling.
Which was opposite from the night before, where they were chasing like crazy on everything. Here was Vientos, who says, yeah, I made them pay for the intentional walk for sure. That was to Lindor right ahead of him.
I want them to walk Lindor in that situation and put me up there, and at that point, I was just, let me simplify the game, just get one run in, get a walk, like whatever I can do to add another run to the score.
And instead, he added four more, which really turned out to be the difference. Sean Manaea cruised the first five innings, ran into a little bit of trouble in the sixth. Along the way, got Shohei Ohtani. I think it was three different times. How did he handle him so well?
I mean, it's great. I mean, he's just one of the guys in the lineup. You know, I'm just trying to do my job and put up zeros and. You know, obviously he's very talented, so, you know, I'm just trying to get on to the next guy and just do my job.
He made him look silly on that one at-bat.
Yeah, I mean, and John Smoltz was saying he's never looked that bad at any point during the regular season in multiple consecutive at-bats.
And I still can't get over how he's hitless with nobody on base, and you can't get him out with people on base.
Yeah, no.
Who showed up at Bigfoot?
Yeah, I know. There's it says Kyler Gordon. It's there's a man who, yeah. It's
we're looking at a player from the Bears showing up to their game this past weekend looking like Bigfoot.
Yeah, he looked like a combination of Kanye West and Lord Farquhar. If that makes any sense.
I don't know what a Lord Farquhar is, but that sounds funny.
I thought Lord Farquhar was a little king looking like dude.
Yeah, but he had like the hair like that. So that's
why that's what it is. Okay.
That's where I got that from. That's why it looked like Kanye.
I thought it was like a Bigfoot with the big old heavy
Sasquatch
jacket,
suit.
Sasquatch jacket on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing all these guys are unbelievable.
Edwin Diaz got the four out save. Wasn't easy in the ninth because he gave up a single and a walk, but then blew away the next three guys. Said the fastball was coming out easy.
It's really good life. I got a lot of good life in my power. I feel really, really good. I think that's the pitch who got me out of trouble. I would keep throwing it.
And so the Mets get the split, and that means the Dodgers head to Citi Field tied 1-1. Max Muncy says, moving on.
You know, like I said, the loss sucks, but you can't sit there and cry about it. You still got a bunch more games to play, and you know, you just got to make sure that you're ready to go. And that's why it's a good thing there's an off day tomorrow. You have a workout, you show up, and you make sure you get good work in, and then you go in the next day. And it's, like I just said, it's a series at that point.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.